In July of 2008, Sandalee Conwall was found dead in her father, Shadri Rashid's Clayton County home. The 25-year-old was found strangled in her bedroom. Rashid was tried and convicted of murder. Authorities called it an honor killing because Conwall wanted out of an arranged marriage. Rashid's attorneys argued prosecutors violated his rights by admitting as evidence a videotaped conversation where Rashid confesses to family members. Alan Begner is one of Rashid's attorneys.
There really was almost no evidence except the confession. And if the lawyer had been appointed right there when he was supposed to be, there would never have been a confession or a private meeting.
That meeting was inadvertently videotaped after officers interrogated Rashid. Begner says the state Supreme Court should have ruled that Rashid's right to counsel was violated.
When a veteran interrogator ignores twice a in-custody person's request that a lawyer be appointed, the right to counsel being the most sacred right of all for defendant can be violated purposely like that, and police get away with it.
But WABE legal analyst Paige Pate counters that argument.
Once you invoke your right to counsel, the police can no longer question you, and if they do, those statements cannot be used as evidence against you. But what happened here is not subsequent police interrogation. It was a conversation the defendant voluntarily had with his family.
The state Supreme Court ruled there was sufficient evidence to find Rashid guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. He continues to serve a life sentence with the possibility of parole. Rashid's attorneys plan to file a motion of reconsideration. Rose Scott, WABE News.